Oh, take me back, Scott. Many a year ago when you first started in radio. How long were you an intern before you started catching a check?
I was an intern for two semesters. One was a part-time internship, and then my final semester in college did a full-time internship. I worked at the radio station for 40 hours a week.
Mm. Putting in the work, doing the research. We put white hat on a bee. It died. Josh was actually hired full-time at the age of 7 to start
12.
Doing news.
Yes. 12.
12 years old.
A phenom.
A PD.
I was actually volunteer. I had to beg to let them work.
Yeah.
Let me.
You weren't even catching credit for it. You just wanted to be there.
No.
Mike, and you were actually an intern at the big WYYY 98 Rock for many of
them. Yeah, promotions and the morning show.
Well, there you were, and I was at WCBM 680 AM. Yes. Boy, that was a S show of a program.
Did they have an American flag on their logo at that time?
No, they didn't, but I didn't have a key fob to get in, so right. I regularly had to use my credit card to jimmy the door open to get into work.
You know you're the best radio station in town when you have an American flag on your logo.
I want to go back by that place at some point and just say, hey, remember me? You made me have to shimmy the door open to be let in. Which brings us to our next segment here. It's our intern, Alec, our former intern, Pat, now promotions, Pat. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Pat, you've done this before with another intern, Charlie. Pogo, we used to call him because he had that weird...
Yeah, one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah, he was born too early, about like a month and a half or something. And Alec, we like to call you Stretch, big tall cat.
Yeah.
And we're going to let you guys do your own show. We're going to let you guys put together a two-segment program, one segment you come up with, one segment we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give it a listen. We're going to air check it. That means we listen to it. We listen to how well it's composed. We listen to how clearly you convey the topic and paint the picture for the mind's eye. You know, it's something that we're not even perfect at. Many a time we'll get talked to by the boss being like, hey, like the glass eye thing. Here, we'll pull back the curtain. The guy came in, glass eye, popped it out.
Yeah.
We're smelling it. We're sucking on the thing. We're rolling it around in our mouths. We're talking about, wow, what a weird looking shape. And little do I realize, I never described the shape of the eye. For those that caught the program, it looked like a gigantic whale booger. But we never conveyed that. Painting a picture. So we're going to let you guys come up with your own topic, and we're going to come up with one. Do you have your topic picked out?
Yeah, I think we do. Since we don't really know each other. Just ask some embarrassing questions. Just go back and forth pretty much.
Okay.
All right.
A little bit of a tall and stinky Q&A.
Okay, that's fun. All right, to get to learn each other about each other, who your co-host is, try and figure one another out, as long as they're good, embarrassing questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have any of the questions lined up already?
We do not, because we're still working on them.
Nice,
nice. Brainstorming.
And we've got to come up with one. And Mike Anderson, you're good at this sort of stuff, really being able to come up with topic ideas for these guys that might put them outside of their comfort zone. What do you got, Mike?
Well, I was thinking of throwing them a softball, making it a little easy on them, and doing something topical this time of year, maybe Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's nice.
And favorite Thanksgiving foods, maybe. It's basic as hell, but it's kind of an easy one.
Or how would you think Keith Mills is going to die? Is it going to be natural causes? Is it going to be some sort of bacteria, a virus?
The only thing I would say about their idea, which I'm not in love with, is that it? I want this to be a show. You know what I mean? Like, I want Tall and Stinky to be a show from the get-go.
Like, it's already been a show.
Yeah, I don't want it to be like this feeling. I don't want to hear two dudes like getting to know each other.
I don't want an origin story.
Nah, I want to hear a show.
Okay.
I want to hear something entertaining.
I mean, that's what Scott's thinking.
That's my only train of thought when I first heard that. I'm like, Tall and Stinky, hey, I'm tuning into the Tall and Stinky show because I like Tall and Stinky, and this is who I listen to. I don't want to hear two guys getting to know each other from the jump.
Frenching.
I want this to I want them to act as if they're already a show.
A show
Does that
in
make
progress.
Sense?
Yes, no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Am I making any sense?
Yes, this has been an entity that I'm now discovering. There's a whole history to Tall and Stinky. Listen to this man. He's got many years as a producer. That's a great idea. Now, feel free to ask questions about each other, but I think you guys should maybe do a little interview with each other off the air.
Yeah, get to know each other beforehand. Like, hey, let's you figure out who's going to play what role. They call it Dick Dork Deer.
Well, hello there.
No.
That's a real thing. Tell me what
that
is.
It's a real thing. That's with a threesome. You know, somebody's got to be the sweetheart. Somebody's got to be the dork of the bunch. And then somebody's got to be the the instigator, the a-hole. And it works nicely when, you know, you fill all those roles.
Dick, dork, deer.
So you figure out who's playing what role, maybe, you know, who's going to come from what angle. Come up with your Thanksgiving topic. I like that. Maybe you just riff on the foods. Or, you know, the drunk uncle or
We had
whatever.
One on this past weekend's Behind the Curtain, which is definitely a live program and never taped, where we were talking about Thanksgiving foods that if we just wanted a Thanksgiving of stuff that we loved.
Yeah.
It's not turkey, not some dry-ass stuffing, not some basic bitch cranberry something out of a can, like 1,000 wings, a plate full of steaks, a bunch of shrimp, a bunch of Mexican street corn. We eat it on
Maybe
Thanksgiving.
Maybe a nice paella.
Like a nice paella. Pat, do you know what paella is?
I do not.
Well, you're going to look it up.
Okay.
Because it's delicious.
Yeah,
right?
It's delicious.
There you go. See, Alec knows what paella is, and you're figuring things out about each other.
I like
audio accompaniment. I want to hear some beds. I want to hear the occasions.
Okay.
I want to hear an intro.
Yes.
I want to hear you guys craft your own elements. You're listening to the Tall and Stinky Show, and it's bananas. Something along those lines. Impress me with the work you do away from the microphone. Mike, what's the turnaround on this?
Wednesday we'll bust it down, so you have 2 days. Well, really, I mean, if you want to knock it out the day, that way we can dissect it Tuesday and then have it ready for air on Wednesday.
Shouldn't take you long.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hour or so. Bang it out. Tall and Stinky.
Now, we've given you the guidelines. Two segments, elements, one topic yours, one topic ours. But this is your chance to impress.
Yeah, you can go above and beyond if you want.
Do more. Early is on time and on time is late. Do something extra. This is your chance to shine. Because, Pat, how badly did the last one go with you and Stinky? Pogo. How bad did it go?
It was pretty out there. It was pretty...
Because the program was good, but the arrival of your co-host was awful.
Awful,
Didn't even show up.
Until like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you showed up late for the thing. I mean, just the presentation can go south on you, Alec. Other intern, new man, 6'4". They went to present their program to us, and one dude just didn't even show up on time. It was like finger gunning us, like, ha-ha, overslept. You don't have a job here now. All right?
Yeah.
Now Patrick is moving up the ladder. All right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm sensing the excitement on that side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of giddiness.
This is going to be terrible.
It's not going to be good at all.